Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. This week, I sat down with Dr. Tyler Shriver, the new doctor over at Hanover Hospital and Clinic.
Well, my name is Tyler Shriver. I moved from Salina and did my residency there. I've been working at Hanover Hospital since about middle of August of 2024. It's been going pretty well, kind of getting settled in, attempting to kind of remember everyone's names and figure out who everyone is. It's been going well. We've been seeing a lot of colds going around recently, but kind of par for the course for whatever, end of January, mid-February.
Dr. Shriver believes in staying in tune with your health.
I would say that some good recommendations just in general would be, you know, washing your hands and trying to be as clean as you can whenever you're touching doors or any of those kind of contact points. And then, you know, covering your mouth when you're coughing to try not to spread it to other people. I think that the children are probably the biggest carriers of this thing, but, you know, trying to encourage your kids to help cover their mouths and do things like that. And then just come and get regular checkups to make sure that your kind of normal health or baseline health is staying up to date, and that'll help keep you healthy for when you do get a cold. It's not going to be as detrimental or as bad to you. You won't feel as bad once you get cold or a viral infection typically.
He also has a few recommendations for the cold and flu symptoms.
Normally I recommend people using like a antihistamine non-drowsy and then like a Mucinex or something decongestant type wise, drinking lots of fluid. And then if that's not really helping and your breathing is getting worse, the cough is like getting worse, getting real productive, or the fever is not really responding to any of the like Tylenol ibuprofen type thing, then it'd be a good idea to come in and get checked, and we can make sure that there's not something more than just a cold going on, like a pneumonia or a sinus infection or something like that.
It's getting warmer outside, so that means spring is just around the corner with spring allergies.
Yeah, so they kind of start to pop up in the spring. As soon as the buds of the trees start coming out, the pollen will start coming shortly after. And I normally recommend either one of those non-drowsy antihistamines, like a Zyrtec, Claritin, Allegra. There's 10 different ones. Pick your favorite one and do that daily. And then one of the studies that shows that actually like Flonase, the nasal spray, works about as good as those do. Probably not as quick. It takes 3 or 4 days for that to really kind of start working, but it actually kind of works a little bit better. You just got to make sure to spray towards the outside of your nostril and not like the middle septum.
The staff at Hanover Hospital and Clinic will be there for you when it's time for your yearly checkups.
Teenagers and young 20s, it's probably not quite as important because they're relatively healthy for the most part, but at least every couple of years coming in and getting checked in, especially if you have any family history of like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, it's good to get those checked. Once you get to your mid-30s and on, it's good to have a yearly exam just to like make sure that nothing new came up in the year, that the medicines that you've been on, if you're on some, they're still working, you haven't had any side effects or something that caused you to stop taking them, and just kind of get everything updated in your chart so that way when you do come in for whatever illness you may have, then we can look in your kind of clinic chart and see what your current medications are and kind of your baseline is, so we know like, hey, this is where this person's normal lab levels are, this is where they're at now that they're sick, so we got some work to do, or no, they look great.
I would like to thank Dr. Tyler Shriver for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. If you would like to listen again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.